Hey everyone, it's Paul here, and just obviously through Facebook and website and everything else, you can sort of get a bit of a view of what's going on, but I'll try and tag this title with what's happening soon, just give you a quick overview. I just want to start off with an awesome testimony. We regularly pray together as leaders and pastors in the Valley on a number of different fronts, but we have one particular meeting in our home where we really are intentionally seeking the Lord for His manifest presence and linking our hearts together just to pursue what God has for this region in terms of revival and that kind of stuff. So anyhow, we've been doing that for quite a while, 3 to 5 of us. And yesterday was an awesome testimony. One of the pastors was in a restaurant and they saw somebody was kind of limping or walking with a bit of a limp and asked the person, hey, what's up with that? And they said, oh, I've got a hip problem or something. So, well, can we pray for you? And she immediately put her coffee pots down and said, sure. And so they prayed for her. And as they're praying, she goes, oh my gosh, it's getting hot. I feel heat, fire in my hip. And the next second, she's like, the pain's all gone. And so they told her, you know, walk on it, check it out. So she walked on her hip, and she was healed right there in the spot in the restaurant. And that's awesome. That is just such a sweet testimony. And, you know, God is really helping the church to step out and start doing this stuff again. And that's just wonderful. And sometimes, you know, we don't see results, but we're not going to get results if we don't start stepping out. I know one time I was praying very recently, and this person was talking about the sickness they had and whatnot, and I don't know if they were healed, but it was certainly no instant results, and we just said, hey, I know we're painting, but do you mind if we just say a prayer for you? So we need to step out more. So here's a quick update on things that are coming up and happening real soon. This is today is the 23rd of March. But we've got coming up on the 27th of March, this Sunday night, located at Northgate Foursquare Church with Scott and team there. We're having the Comox Valley Revival Outpouring, which is last Sunday of every month. We want to just gather the church together in the region, or at least invite the church, invite people who are hungry for God and want to worship the Lord and be in His manifest presence. So that's the last Sunday of every month. This month we're at, again, Northgate Foursquare Church. It's going to be an awesome time, their team leading us in worship and just receiving from the Lord as we worship Him. So we're ministering to Him, He's ministering to us, we're getting filled up, fired up, and ready to shine. That's coming up on Sunday. Then we have the Island Revival Fire Conference. These titles are interesting. Island Revival Fire Conference. I'm giving the proper titles just so that if you see them, you'll know what they are. Island Revival Fire Conference is simply meetings. We're hosting Mike and Denise Hartman-Echterling again. Mike and Denise and their daughter Michelle, such lovely people who are really hungry for God, have really gotten a hold of the Lord in terms of His manifest power and presence, and have seen incredible healings and miracles, signs, wonders, and just love Jesus. And so that's going to be Wednesday, March 30th, Thursday, March 31st, and April 1st, 7 p.m. at River Heights Church, 2201 Robert Lang. We're hosting that. It's going to be an awesome time. And then in the middle of that, on the Thursday at lunch, we're having a Revival Alliance meeting. Leaders are coming in from across Vancouver Island just to be together for testimonies, for sharing, for encouraging each other, standing together for our island. And then on the 15th of April, we're doing an outreach to Port Hardy. We're calling it Operation Party in Hardy. If you're interested in that, contact us. We're looking for people to help with painting, drywalling, cleaning, putting up headboards, etc. So outreach to Port Hardy on the 15th of April. And then don't forget to keep our prayer team, our team out. Yeah, it's a prayer team. Pray for the prayer team in Ottawa. Lori and Sandy are out in Ottawa with the National House of Prayer, praying for Parliament and our nation. So pray for them. And use these events. We're putting these out there for people as a point of engagement to press into God. And so grab let the wind hit your sail, and let the Lord carry you deeper into Himself. So those are some of the things that are taking place. God bless. Talk to you soon.